For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
The monster! He's got it!
Halloween brings out the ghoul and monster in many kids and adults, and a perennial favorite is
Frankenstein.
Mary Shelley's novel is acknowledged as the first science fiction book, and this year it hit another milestone. The book was published in 1818 and now has attained the rare mark of 200 years of continuous popularity. USC English professor Paula Feldman, an expert on Shelley, said Frankenstein was immediately popular for a reason.
Her goal was to speak to the mysterious fears of our nature, and I think she did that. I think that it resonates with people today because it does speak to us on a very basic level.
Feldman said the idea for Frankenstein came from events in Shelley's own life, including the death of her first child, that made her wish she could bring people back from the dead.
But then 2 weeks after the death of this child, she writes, "Dream that my little baby came to life again. That we rubbed it before the fire and it lived." There's the germ of Frankenstein, the idea of reanimating the dead corpse.
Jean Britton is curator of an exhibit on Frankenstein at USC's Hollings Library. She said the novel's popularity in the 1820s led Shelley to revise it in 1831.
And there were stage productions that helped fuel that popularity. Mary Shelley saw a production in the 1820s. Mary was very pleased. She said, "A lady fainted." And so the 1831 edition was partly motivated by the popularity of not only the novel, but also the stage production.
Britton said the book illustrates issues that society is still dealing with.
The novel raises important questions about what it means to be human. It raises important questions about the nature of sympathy, the extent to which one person can sympathize with a person who is not like them.
Feldman ranks Frankenstein among the greatest novels of all time, which has only been acknowledged recently.
By the mid-20th century, Frankenstein was never taught in schools, never studied in literature courses in college. And so I guess one of the privileges of my academic career was to have been one of the early scholars of the late 20th century who said, you know, we really need to take this book seriously and think about it as the groundbreaking work that it was.
The story of Frankenstein has endured over 2 centuries, partly because it continues to be relevant, said Britton, because scientific issues such as human enhancement and extending life continue to be debated.
But the novel, I think, continues to appeal to people to a large extent because of the monster's narrative. And I think that anybody can identify with his isolation, with being misunderstood. And so his struggles, I think, continue to resonate with people.
Feldman said the novel has inspired science fiction writers for 200 years and has given them the freedom to imagine an alternative universe. And she advises film buffs,
if you only know Frankenstein through film, read the novel. It's a good read.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.